I know has its roots in the spirit. And so if you don't know how to deploy the resources of the spirit, you will be caught up and you'll be a victim of the intersection of the realms. And so it's important for everyone to know how to delve deep into the spirit, because therein lies the foundation of reality. In Isaiah 34 verse 16, it said, "Search ye out of the book of the law and read." He said, "None of these things shall fail." He said, "None shall desire her mate." He said, "The mouth of the Lord, it has declared it, and his spirit has gathered it." And so the speakings of God, the word of the Lord, and the spirit of God is where reality dwells. In Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1, the Bible said, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And something went wrong. He said the earth was void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Thank God it happened, because it helped us to understand how the first foundation was built. If not for the darkness that came up, we would not have understood the technology for building the foundations of reality. But because there was chaos upon the face of the deep, scriptures helped us to understand again how the original foundations were laid, because he did it the same way he did it before. And he said, "The spirit of the Lord hovered upon the face of the deep, and God said, let there be light." The moment God spoke into the movements of the spirit, the foundation of the earth appeared again. And so we said, until a man is able to deploy the resources of the spirit, he cannot be established in this realm. Because this realm is not standing on a rock. The foundation of the earth is not a rock. The foundation of the earth is the word of God and the spirit of God. Every time God wants to do anything, the word and the spirit was married together. In Luke chapter 1 verse 35, when the virgin was to give birth, he said, "The spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you." Whereas the angel brought the word of the Lord, but the spirit had to overshadow. The intercourse between the word and the spirit is what builds foundations of reality. And so if your destiny must be established, then it must be built on the word and on the spirit. This is why this conference is important, that men will for once be enlightened to understand that their mental capacity is not sufficient to build their life upon. Men must be made to understand that their connection with men is not sufficient a foundation to build their lives. If your faith is in a man, then you don't know that the verdict has already been passed. He said, "Woe unto him that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh." He said, "The arm of flesh will fail." The only foundation upon which your very important and significant destiny should be built is on the word and on the spirit. This is why we have come to learn how to mobilize the powers of the spirit. And I said, the second reason why it's important for us to learn how to mobilize the power of the spirit is because as we journey through life, there are forces that try to negate and undermine the purpose of our existence. You may be born into a godly family. There may be many prophetic words over your life. Remember, before Jesus was born, his conception was by the Holy Spirit. There were prophetic words years before his conception. But the moment he was born as a child, Herod sought to kill him. Foundation is laid, but while you are yet journeying, there will be forces that come to take you out. And this is why it's important again to learn how to mobilize the powers of the spirit. And I told us yesterday that there are three major expressions of these forces. The first is a mountain. A mountain tries to stop you from going forward. No matter what you do, you have all the certificates, you have all the connection, yet you can't go forward. Somebody came to me complaining and asking for prayers. What is the problem? He worked with the Senate president of the past dispensation for over 14 years. He will tell him, "Go and give this person a house. Go and give this person a land. Go and give this person so millions." And his job description was to keep disbursing good things to people. And he was never remembered in 16 years. Some of the people he gave houses to, he kept wondering why. Because they were for flimsy reasons. Whereas he that was serving, laboring faithfully, acknowledged to be a loyal servant and a faithful servant, but they never remember to give him a dime. And he served until they served their way out of government. He gave houses to hundreds of persons, lands to hundreds of persons, but he never had one. So human connection is not an insurance. Human connection is not an assurance that you will prosper, except as the impute of the Holy Ghost come. Did you not read the story of Mordecai? He saved the life of the king, yet the king did not remember until the day the impute of the Holy Ghost was invoked. And while the king was yet sleeping, the spirit went and troubled him to wake up. And that night, he said they should bring the book of the remembrance, the chronicles of the kings. Who has done something for the king that has not been remembered? How come the king did not remember until that night? If this was such an urgency, why did he have to wait for too long? Because until the spirit be poured upon us from on high, the wilderness will remain a desolate place. It is the outpouring of the spirit that converts the wilderness to a forest. And so if a man does not know how to mobilize the powers of the spirit, he is gone. He will work hard, he will be faithful, he will be diligent, but he will not make progress in life. Progress in life is a function of spiritual realities. When you see a man boast, find out what he's standing on. It's not a certificate. It's the assurance of a spirit. He has heard something beyond time. A spirit has whispered to him, and he knows, come rain, come shine, the one speaking does not dwell in time. He's speaking from a realm beyond time, and so he rules over the time elements. If all you have is earthly, you are in trouble. You may think you are making progress, it's because the evil day has not come. The evil day is the signature that vetoes whether you are standing on the rock. When the evil day comes and you are still standing, know that what is keeping you is beyond human connection. And so I said there are two ways of accessing spiritual power. And the senior apostle came and added the third. You know, these things are in depth. Where your knowledge stops, that's where another person's soul starts. I said the first way of mobilizing spirit power is through the protocol of intimacy. And so when a man wants to generate the power that is beyond time, he must connect to the spirit that dwells beyond time. If he doesn't know how to interact with that spirit, he cannot touch the powers that that spirit commands. And so I said, for every man that is mobilizing powers that defy everything time throws at him, he is touching something that is beyond time. The name of that operation is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And that is only activated when intimacy is secured. I said, when you begin to build intimacy with the Holy Spirit, the goal is not the channel through which intimacy is achieved. Intimacy can be achieved through prayer. Intimacy can be achieved through fasting. Intimacy can be achieved through worship. But these things in themselves are not what makes the difference. Because many people are praying, not everybody has results. A man who engages the corridor of intimacy and provokes results is the man that touches the resources that intimacy provides. Because it's not what we do that provokes the power necessarily. It's what comes to us based on what we do. Because we are praying from the physical realm, what we are looking for comes from beyond the physical realm. And so when a man begins to engage intimacy, I said there are many things that are activated. The first thing that is activated is the voice of God. When God speaks, everything is commanded to obey, because the very earth that we stand on today was created by the word of God. He said the word was framed by the word of God, and the things which are were not made out of the things which do appear. And so every man who wants to succeed beyond what earth has to offer, he must hear the voice of God. But the voice of God is not in the market. The voice of God is tied to your relationship with God. And so as you grow in intimacy, the voice of God becomes clearer to you. I went far to tell us that you are not wealthy because you have money in your account. You are wealthy because the voice of God dwells with you. Because the money in your account can finish. The men you work with can despise and betray you. But if the voice of God is with you, you are invincible. Because the voice of God is full of majesty. The voice of God divided the flames of fire. It discovered the forest. It causes the hinds to carve. Everything that holds the potential for greatness is captured within the voice of God. And so when God speaks, even if nothing is working, he can make things work. He told the children of Israel in the wilderness, They called for food and meat, and Moses began to rebuke them. Where will you get meat from in the wilderness? Are you not aware where you are? There are some of you who are in the pit today, and you are trusting God to affect the globe. And somebody who is looking in the natural comes to you and tells you, are you not aware where you are standing? You have nobody. You have nothing. The Bible said he lifted the beggar from the dunghill. He establishes him upon thrones that he may inherit them. It doesn't matter where you are standing. Right there in the wilderness, the Bible said when God spoke, he said quails were moved by the east wind, and quails came into the camp. They littered the ground until there was nowhere for them to stand. The birds began to stand upon the beds until there was a heap of beds. They killed animals. They had more than enough in the wilderness. Not because anything special happened, it's because God spoke. When God spoke, he commanded the birds to come from nowhere. Everything you are looking for is at the mercy of the voice of God. The moment God speaks, even if nothing were working, suddenly you become a champion. And when men ask you, how did this happen? You will say, grace, grace. The easiest way to succeed in life is to hear and obey the voice of God. But for you to hear and obey the voice of God, you must journey with God to the point where the voice dwells. If the voice comes to you, you become a champion. Ezekiel was in the valley of dry bones. God needed an army. Where would they come from? Even if the men come, when will they be trained? Where is the time? You know what it takes to train an army? And then when you train them, where will you get the resources to equip them? All of that is captured in the voice. When God spoke, he said, I spake as I was commanded. And suddenly the wind came. He said, the bones joined to bones. He said, flesh came, joined them. They became dead men. The breath entered into them. An exceeding great army stood up. That means when they stood up, they didn't just stand up as men. They stood up with health. They stood up with life. And they stood up with the training required for a military officer. All of that happened at the same time. The training and every configuration necessary was wired into them. That's why it doesn't matter what your weakness is. When God speaks, your weakness becomes your advantage. Many don't labor to access the voice of God. The time we spend pursuing men, if we spent it on the altar, men will pursue us. Apostle was speaking yesterday. He said, do you know what it takes in this wicked world for somebody to isolate you and want to show you favor? And he's not doing it once. He's doing it again and again and again. In this wicked world, do you know how many people you need to feed in your own family? How will you dare think of somebody else who is not related to you by blood? In this world of manipulation and cruelty, how can somebody constantly favor you? When it happens, fear, because it's the voice of God making it happen. And you will discover that most of the things you require in life will be beyond your qualification. When you check the value accrued to you only based on your qualification and you weigh the requirements of your destiny, you will repent. Because you will know that you need much more than what you desire or deserve to succeed in life. And what will bring it to you on the platter is the voice of God. And so when we labor in intimacy, we have come to a point of self-realization that we are not sufficient in ourselves. And so we need something from another realm. And the way God downloads those realities to you is through the speakings of God's word. The second thing I said is activated through intimacy is the government of God. When the government of God comes, it's not only bringing you the resources of the spirit, it's attempting to make you the solution. Because it's one thing to receive from God, it's another thing to be made the answer to your generation. You may need something for your generation, and God deploys it through his voice. And a point will come, your generation will need something, and God will send you as the answer. The voice of God brings the resources of the spirit, but the government of God makes you the resource of the spirit. One is superior to the other. And so I said, when a man begins to journey in intimacy and the power of the Holy Spirit is mobilized, five things happen to him. Number one, the glory of God is activated on his inside. I said the glory of God is the essence of God. What makes God, God? And when God created man, he created him to bear his glory. It was the fall that made us to fall short of the glory. But when we activate intimacy, the glory is restored. And so we begin to look not like man of man, but man of God. Because man of God is not a prophet. Man of God is one who carries the essence of God. When the glory is activated, the second thing that is activated is the likeness of God. The likeness of God are the things that only God does. I am speaking now because I'm a man. No matter how I train a dog, he can't speak. I speak because I'm a man. And I'm speaking because I have the essence of a man. If I receive the essence of God, I will also have the likeness of God. So when God touches people and they are healed, if I touch people, they will be healed. And then you are asking, how is it possible? When I touch them, God touched them. The third thing that happened to you when the government of God is activated, I said, is the fact that you are brought into his presence, and it relates to it. It means transformation. In transformation, you begin to take off your humanity and put off your divinity. That's why I told you are a hybrid creature. A lot of people are not aware that they are not just men. And so the world tells you, all of us are men. All of us will suffer. All of us are weak. We are not all weak. We are not all the same. What happens to others cannot happen to me. It takes transformation to realize it. Transformation is not just living above sin. Transformation is actually to live in the God class. And not many people are living there because they are not intimately working with God. You come from a place where everybody is poor. No matter how you try, at best, you are preparing yourself to be a better servant. That's why in Africa today, people study to PhD level. You ask them why, they say they want a better job. So their idea of studying more is to become better slaves. But you go to other nations where they have the right mentality, the right mindset, they tell you school is delaying them. Because they know they are kings in the making. They are those. I'm not saying don't go to school, but I'm telling you that some have a mentality. Did you not study about Bill Gates? The Harvard University that many people are laboring to attend so that they will present the certificate and have a better job. Somebody has pulled out of Harvard and says it's a delay. And goes to build the largest computer network in the world because he has a kingly mentality. It's in the US that people do things that they want. But in Africa, people do things that give them security. Because we have the mindset of servants. And so when we are working with men, we are looking for what to eat. When we go to school, we are looking for insurance. The mindset is wrong. And even as PhD holders, it is in this country that we saw PhD holders applying to drive Dangote trucks. That means they studied, they were not interested in the book in the first place. They are just looking for something that gives them an edge. And so when we dress on suit and tie, we are actually called civil servants because we are civilized servants. It's a mindset. The reason is because your environment has mentored you even before you got formal education. Your parents unconsciously mentored you like that. You say you want something, and instead of your father to tell you that we will have it by the Spirit, don't worry, with time we'll have it. He will tell you we are poor, we can't afford it. That I can't afford it now does not mean I'm poor. They are two different things. I may not afford it now because there are other priorities. But I will afford it when I deal with the priorities. But we have been mentored to think we are poor from childhood. And so growing up, no matter what we have, we say we are poor. This is what happened to us even in the spirit. You have already been called a sinner. You have already been told if you are a failure. You have already been told there is nothing special about you. So even though you are trying to study a book, you are thinking you will study it and become better. Transformation is beyond becoming better. Transformation is to activate your divine element. And when true transformation begins to happen, you begin to see yourself in the class of God. And when you see yourself in the class of God, you begin to command the things that God commands. The third thing that happens is that the power of eternal life is activated. When the power of eternal life is activated, you become indestructible. When Jesus told us, if we drink any deadly thing, it shall by no means hurt us. If it is not true, then we have been set up. If it's not true, then we are finished. But Jesus was trying to open our understanding to let us know that there is an economy on our inside that makes us indestructible. So we are not trying to survive. We are the life of this world. We are not trying to be careful. We are the answer to this generation. If you don't know this, the devil will torment you with fear. And when the gate of fear opens, any other spirit can rule you. When Jesus told us that we are the light of the world, when Jesus told us that the life of God is in us, when Jesus told us we should lay hands on the sick to recover, he's telling us there is another order of life in our spirit. And so when ministry is not working, you say, in the name of Jesus, walk. When business is not working, you say, in the name of Jesus, walk. When nothing is working, you begin to speak. Because when men walk, they labor. When a God walks, he talks. But check yourself out. You walk the right way and talk the wrong way. Because you think you are a man of man. If you started talking according to the protocol of life, you will discover that with little effort, you will get great results. Don't make the mistake of thinking that the men succeeding are killing themselves with hard work. They walk smartly and they talk correctly. That's what puts them on top. There are many other people that are walking from morning to night, but their words are wrong. We will never succeed. In this country, we will die. If we don't run out of this country, we are finished. Do you know how much people are making out of this country on a daily basis? You have not understood how life works. When life is activated, there are certain things you say, you lose your peace. You will have to repent. When life is activated, there are certain thoughts you think, you will take it back and say, I can't think like this. Because you know that because you carry the God life now, whatever you think or say is created. And because you are now a co-creator with God, you'll be careful what you think and what you say. Because what you think and say is what you have. When you begin to walk in intimacy, that is when they will give you the new syllables of your reality. You may come from Nigeria and they tell you Nigerians are backward. Nigerians are criminals. But as you begin to pray, you discover you are not a Nigerian. You are a Zionite living in Nigeria. They may have told you Nigerians are failures. When you enter the spirit realm, you will discover that in the spirit, we are all equal in Christ. We are one man in Christ Jesus. And so the guy from Germany cannot intimidate you. When he shows up, we are all from Zion, operating in different territories. And if he's not careful in the spirit, you may have more rank than him. The things I'm trying to keep, my God. I'm trying to keep it basic because I don't have time to say things I can't explain. I was carried in the spirit and I met Enoch. So I realized that the people working with me in time are not my only partners. I discovered that through the gate of the spirit, I can meet anybody that have passed through this time at any time. And so if I need what Elijah carries, all I need to do is to sit on the writings concerning Elijah. And as I'm reading it, I'm praying in the spirit. Reading it, give me 2 weeks. The next time, either when I sleep, I will enter the spirit, or while I am yet studying, I'll be caught up in the trance. And when I come back, you will see an element of reality that is older than my age. Because I have gone out of time backward. And if I want something in the future, like John, I can begin to delve in the spirit and I will leave time behind and enter the future. When John entered heaven, he saw the things that will happen hereafter. He said, come up hither, I will show you the things that will happen hereafter. It is only through the corridor of life that we have such possibilities. It is in a place of intimacy that you will see things that are beyond you. You are not limited. They tell you women cannot do ministry. All you need to do is to enter the spirit. And you'll be shocked. You will meet Ami Sempe McPherson. What did you do in your generation that made you do ministry even when people were fought? It is possible. Because when we come into life, we live beyond death. He said, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to an innumerable company of angels, to the spirit of just men made perfect. They didn't die. They were made perfect. When you enter life, you enter limitless possibilities. It is in intimacy you will be taught. Sometimes when we talk, people say we are too young to say what we say, that we are arrogant. They think we are talking alone. There are times when we talk, we echo realities from ages past. And those that have understanding, they know what we are saying, we didn't read them. We traveled somewhere to find them. Everybody carrying life, if he begins to build a relationship with God, you will be shocked that thing they told you cannot work on your job, somebody else have worked it before. And when you enter, they will connect you to that person. It was Daniel that worked as a governor. And in Babylon, he was never defied. And so you enter politics, they tell you, you must be dirty to create a change. Go and find Daniel in the spirit. When you enter the spirit, he will teach you how to win favor with the king and yet not be corrupt. All of these are in the spirit. They tell you that you can't succeed. You need wisdom from the dark world. Go and find Joseph. What did you do that made you take over Egypt? It is in the spirit. When you enter life, all of these possibilities are open. This is why intimacy confers upon you powers that are beyond you. Because when you begin to journey in intimacy, the Holy Ghost opens you to possibilities. The final thing that happens as you journey in intimacy is the scepter of authority that the Lord gives to you. If you study the life of Samuel, there was a time when Samuel needed to raise an altar to defend Israel. 1 Samuel 7 verse 12, he said, when the Philistines came against Israel, Samuel built a stone and he called it Ebenezer. And he said, from then, the hand of God was against the Philistine. It was priesthood that gave him that authority. A point came, Samuel migrated from that realm. Samuel came to a level of authority that in intimacy, he began to create raiders. And so if Samuel is in Lagos, there can be no attack in Lagos. He doesn't need to check. Saul sent an army to arrest him. They came, all of them began to prophesy. Saul came himself to arrest him. He pulled his clothes and became naked, and he was prophesying. Once upon a time, he needed to raise an altar. Now he has created the router. A point will come where in this country, we will build so many routers that if the sons of the bondwoman come from the point where they came, fire will fight them. Did you not read? It said that the Lord shall be a chariot of fire surrounding you. Samuel taught us that through intimacy, you can build raiders. Imagine if we have 36 men in this country that can build raiders to cover states. All that we are dealing with, we stop. Because that man will sit in his room and they will cause all the bandits to be arrested. All that they are doing, there will be miscalculations. There will be crisis, there will be confusion, and they will kill themselves until they are destroyed. When people say we shouldn't pray, I laugh because they don't know the power of prayer. When we enter the gateway of intimacy, one of the things we come out with is divine authority. It's either in the form of wisdom or in the form of utterances that can change things. And the point will come, you will build from a radar, you will carry a mantle. Because when Samuel came to maturity, he said, except I am not a prophet of God. This is dry season. I will speak now. 1 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 3 to verse 16. And he said, it will thunder and it will rain in your presence. And instantly Samuel spoke, and thunder and lightning and rain began immediately. What has happened? Through intimacy, he has journeyed from accessing God. He entered the point of creating a radar, and he entered the point of carrying a mantle. When that kind of person wants to change things, all he needs to do is to speak. That's why when he came to David, he spoke over David's life and anointed him. David became a king. His authority. When you want to mobilize the power of the Holy Spirit, you must allow the Holy Spirit exercise government over you. The problem many people have is that they don't want the government of the Holy Spirit, but they want the power of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Ghost begins to exercise government over you, what it does is that it brings restraint over your life. He that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. There are many times when somebody will offend you and you want to speak and they say, keep quiet. That talk you would have spoken would have ventilated your flesh. Because when they spoke, you too want to show them that you are not a small person. You know you're right. You can't talk to me the way you want. I can change things for you now. And then when you want to mobilize the powers of the flesh, the Holy Ghost says, be still. The moment he says, be still, that anger you would have raised on that person will explode on your inside. And you will die there. You will die there. You will be there for... Sometimes it will take 2 days to recover. There are many times when you may be accused. You have all the evidences. You want to speak and the Holy Ghost say, keep quiet. I want to fight for you. If you don't know the power of the Spirit and the government of the Spirit, you will say, wait, I need to prove myself. And you will go out and defend yourself. As you have defended yourself, you will have to defend yourself for the next 10 years. Because the Holy Ghost will withdraw. Since you know how to defend yourself, defend yourself for 10 years, and then you will discover that the person you dealt with is your least adversary. The next opposition that will come, all your connection mobilize it, you will not be able to face them. That's when you will come back and say, God help me, it's too late. Men who walk with the government of the spirit are restrained by the spirit. There are many people talking, there are many people praying, but they don't know the restraint of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Ghost talks, they must do it their own way. It's when they do it that they are satisfied. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1, it says, he that have suffered in the flesh have ceased from sinning. He that have suffered, the sufferings of the flesh are the restraints of the Holy Spirit. There are many things you can do. He said, don't try it. Sometimes you are starting a project, you have all your strategies outlined, you are prepared, and say, don't do this, wait. And then you are waiting. You have a deadline of 10 days. You wait for 9 days. All your body begins to eat you. I have to do something. I can't continue waiting. What do you mean wait? You don't know that in the spirit, you don't accelerate by acting. You accelerate by waiting. It's a day that wait upon the Lord. They mount up with wings as the eagle. You may have started that job with your strategy. Can you sustain it for 50 years? The one who says wait, he has seen into 70 years of your future. You are just seeing 14 days and you are restless in 14 days because you have refused his government. You will not see his power. To mobilize the power of the spirit, you must come under the government of the spirit. And many times the government of the spirit is at variance with the government of the flesh. That's why he said the spirit wrestles against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit, and the two are one against the other. Every man who wants to see the power of the Holy Spirit must come under the government of the Holy Spirit. When you come under the government of the Holy Spirit, you become invincible. Forget about this generation of quoting scriptures. Forget about this generation of acting spiritual. When real challenges of life come, you will discover that if that